We're visiting with Madison coach Alex McMillan here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, go up to Maranatha and win 46-0. And just tell me, how big of a bounce back was that for you guys last Friday night?
It was big. I told the guys all week it was going to be we need to have a good week of practice and have a good bounce back week, like you said. And I said all week it needed to be a business trip. And I thought the guys did a nice job of taking that and rolling with it. And I thought we played pretty well and came out with a good win.
And tell me just a little bit about the standouts from that game. I presume Bryson probably had a couple touchdowns, but talk about some of those guys that made an impact.
Yeah. I thought we did a good job defensively, better than we did the previous week, and kind of put the Maranatha offense in some situations that made them not very comfortable. And I thought we did a really nice job. We turned them over a couple times. And like you said, Bryson, I think he had three carries for three touchdowns, and then he also had a punt return for a touchdown. So he had a very solid night overall, and he had an interception as well. So, players like Cade Hobart and stepping up the quarterback position played well again. And for as sloppy as the field was, I thought we did about as good as we could.
And I guess starting district playoff on a high note was good too.
Yeah. Whenever we get to this district play, I tell the guys it's playoff football from here on out. Because if we don't do what we're supposed to do, we're gonna either not get in the playoffs or put ourselves in a position to play a tougher opponent for that week 9 game. And I think the kids realize that. And our district is absolutely loaded this year, so that's just gonna make our road to get to where we want to be a little tougher.
We're visiting with Madison coach Alex McMillan here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, as you mentioned, the district is loaded, and the Final Four for you guys are the big ones. Linden coming up at home tomorrow night, our game that's going to be our area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM. And Linden making the transition down to 8-man from 11-man, and they're 4-0, but Care Paravel gave them a little bit of a scare last Friday night, but Linden came out with a 28-24 victory, and they also have a close win over Levo in week 1, 20-14. What stands out on film about the Tigers?
Yeah, like you said, they were a quality program. Even an 11-man, they were a 9-win team here not too long ago, and barely lost to Opie in sub-state. And then, they're a 6-7-win team last year in 11-man, so they're dropping down to 8-man. And, obviously they have some players. I think everybody knows who Caden Massey is. He's a 6'8", 260-pound defensive end guard that has a couple of Division I Power 5 offers. And anytime that in the game 8-man, kids like that usually stand out pretty good. But, they got size, they got speed, they got athleticism. They're physical, and they do a lot of little things right, and overall a very solid football team.
Well, coach, what's it going to take to try to get a big win, because this could be another big game to determine in the district standings?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to come down to who does the little things right and takes care of the football. We struggle to do that versus Lebo, and that's what ultimately cost us the game was penalties and a couple turnovers and things like that. So as long as we kind of take care of those things and not turn the ball over and keep the penalties to little to zero, and I think that will give us the best chance to come out with a victory.
Well, coach, we look forward to carrying the game on Country 101.7 FM. Best of luck tomorrow night against Linden. Looking forward to chatting with you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
That's Madison coach Alex McMillan joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Shanky Well Service, and Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, on Country 101.7 FM.